Does prayer really work? Or are answers to prayer merely wishful thinking or coincidences? One of the major factors of the Christian's life is prayer. How certain can we be that God is really listening? We'll talk about it.
There's a tendency for us to become overwhelmed by the culture we live in. It's natural for us to want to fit in and be liked. The danger comes when fitting in causes us to compromise our biblical beliefs in favor of the ways of our culture. In today's program, Dave Gorduc, pastor of Spiritual Life at Hope Sound Bible Church, will teach us in Faith by the Book how standing for godliness will, at some point, contrast with the culture we live in. Let's listen to Dave as he teaches us how to make choices to follow true biblical principles.
God has given us a promise about prayer. Jeremiah 33:3. He said, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you don't know about." And then there's another passage that gives us a promise about prayer. "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." Does prayer really work like that? Sometimes people wonder if God is answering their prayers. This story comes from Russia. My mother was born in Russia. She came from Russia, emigrated to the United States in 1929, but she brought with her some stories, and this is one of the stories of believers from Russia. Two sisters from a certain village went to an evangelical Christian service, became convicted, and gave their hearts to God. They made a decision to serve God and accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. God did a miraculous work in their lives. Both of them were married, and their husbands were not saved. One lived in one end of the village, the other lived in the other end of the village. Each of them went home and told their husband what had happened. She shared with him the gospel message, telling her husband just exactly how Jesus Christ loved him as well. But each of the husbands refused to follow God. They began to make it very hard for these sisters, their wives, to live for God. Many times when these women would come home from the church services, their husbands beat them up. Other times, they would come home at night during the winter time after walking several miles from the village where the service was being held, and their husbands would lock them out of the house. They would have to spend the night somewhere in the cold, and yet they kept serving God. One time, as the two sisters were walking together to the service, they discussed their plight. They talked about how their husbands treated them. "It's hard for us to live at home since we gave our hearts to Jesus," they said. "Let's covenant together and pray that God will save our husbands." They remembered what Jesus said in the scriptures, "I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." The two sisters noticed that in the field they were walking by, there was a barn that was erected for storing hay in the winter. They said, "Right here in this barn, every time we go to church, we're going to kneel down and pray for our husbands. Every time we are coming home, we're going to pray for our husbands." From that time on, they prayed for their husbands, that God would save them. But life continued to be difficult. 1 year passed by, 2 years passed by, and seemingly their husbands were not getting any softer, but they were becoming harder. One day they went again to the service. Again, they came to that spot where they had agreed to pray, and they both earnestly prayed to God that He would save their husbands. They went to church and had a wonderful service. God encouraged them by the testimonies, songs, and by the message. Then on the way home, they again knelt down and prayed that God would save their husbands. It was at night and raining. God came to them in a special way and touched their hearts. After the time of prayer, they walked on, singing gospel songs as they were going along. When they came to the village, they parted, each going to her own street and house. As one sister came to her house, she noticed that the light was on. She looked inside the window and saw that water was boiling and tea was being prepared. Her heart sank. "What in the world is my husband doing?" she wondered. "Am I going to be scalded by hot water this time? Is that what he's aiming to do?" Then she prayed, "Oh God, give me the needed strength." Her heart sank deeper as she came to the door, but somehow deep in her heart there was joy. She touched the outside door and it was unlocked. She walked into the hallway, timidly approached the door of the kitchen, and went into the room. Everything looked very nice. Then as she looked at her husband, she knew right away that there had been a change. His face was shining. Tears were on his cheek. She knew that God must have touched him. He came to her and said, "Oh, Miska, God has saved me today." After you went to church, I lay down on the bench over there and I went to sleep. Then in my sleep, I had a dream that I was dying. And I was dying, I was falling into a deep, deep hole. As I was going into the deep hole, pretty soon I saw a flame coming up, leaping up, and I was almost falling into that terrible flame, into that hell. He said, I woke up with a great start. I saw that I was lying on the bench, and I dropped down to my knees. I began to call upon God that He would save me. I cried unto Him. I realized what a horrible sinner I was. I confessed all my sins to Jesus Christ, and He came and touched my heart and rolled away the burden of sin. And here I was praising God for saving me. Oh, dear wife, how thankful I am to you that you have prayed for me. Now let's rejoice and drink tea for celebration. She said, oh, dear husband, how happy I am. How thankful I am. But please, let me run to my sister and tell her this wonderful joy. Maybe she'll come and celebrate with us your conversion. He agreed to do that. So she took her lantern and she went through the wet, dirty, muddy weather. On the road, as she was walking and slopping along, going toward her sister's street, she heard something splashing coming her way. As she met the person coming, she saw that it was her sister, who gave her an almost identical story about her husband, how that God had saved him. So all four of them got together in one house and celebrated their husband's salvation and praised God that He had answered their prayers. God answers prayer. You wonder, can I pray? Well, you can pray, but there are some ways to know whether or not our prayers will be heard. For example, in the Psalm, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. In other words, if I go on with unconfessed sin in my life, if I go on living my own way without committing myself to God, He's not going to listen. But if I confess, as the gospel writer said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Another passage says that if we cover our sins, we will not prosper. But whoso confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. You can find forgiveness for sins by confessing them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus will answer your prayers if it comes from a heart that is truly yielded to Him, repentant of your sins. And so He says, call, and I will answer. God knows your needs. He knows and understands the burden on your heart. He knows what you're carrying, and He invites you to come and bring your burden to Him. As the Word says, cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. Call unto Him. Jesus spoke to His disciples and said that men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. And He also taught them so that they would pray and not faint. And He told them, He said, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And so He's concerned that our prayers about our temptations, about our needs, about our weaknesses, about our sins. And if we come with a humble heart, a heart that's willing to lay aside our sins, the Lord will hear us and He'll answer and show us great and mighty things that we know not. God answers prayer. Years ago, my grandmother had a sum of money in the house and told our family she wanted that money put in the bank. As she was praying that day, she felt uneasy. We were on a journey that day, but God spoke to her in prayer. And her impression was to take the money to the bank, which we did, and then stopped on the way home as we were heading by our house again to go on our long journey. And then we smelled the smoke and recognized how God had answered prayer and saved her and saved us from our house being destroyed. So we want to just encourage you to call on God, to pray about everything, and know that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. He will answer.
We pray that God has blessed you as you've listened to today's message and hope that you'll come back and listen again on this same station. This program has been a production of Live Hope and Sound Broadcasting.